Hello and welcome to another episode of Cypherma Research Podcast. Today, we'll be discussing the escalating shadow war between Israel and Iran, as reported on by the Cypherma research team. Cypherma combines cyber intelligence with attack surface discovery and digital risk protection to deliver early warning, personalized, contextual, outside-in, and multi-layered insights. We have built the next generation of AI-powered threat intelligence platform called External Threat Landscape Management, ETLM, to provide cyber defenders with the hacker's view to help clients prepare for impending attacks. Cypherma is headquartered in Singapore with offices in Japan, India, the US, and the EU. Customers include both governments as well as Fortune 500 companies across manufacturing, financial services, retail, industrial products, natural resources, and pharmaceutical industries. Let's talk about the escalating shadow war between Israel and Iran. The shadow war between Israel and Iran is escalating, but despite unprecedented attacks, both sides are so far trying to keep the conflict below the level of open war. According to Israeli military officials, 36 cruise missiles, 110 ballistic missiles, and 185 drones were launched in Saturday's attack on Israel. Most of them came directly from Iran, with only a small number launched by Iranian proxy forces from Iraq and Yemen. This attack marked an escalation of direct conflict between the two countries, which have so far exchanged most of the blows in their shadow war indirectly. The Israeli Air Force, in cooperation with the Jordanians, Americans, British, French, and Saudis, managed to destroy most of the drones, cruise missiles, and other missiles in the air outside Israeli airspace. Ballistic missiles posed the greatest threat, however, most of them were destroyed by Advanced Arrow 3 missiles outside the Earth's atmosphere, although a few penetrated air defenses and hit the Nevadim military airbase in southern Israel, causing minor damage. Iran has signaled the regime is content with its salvo as a response to the attack on its embassy and vowed not to escalate further in kinetic means unless itself attacked directly. Israel, on the other hand, has vowed to respond to Iran's unprecedented attack. However, the war cabinet seems to be divided over the issue of retaliation. The U.S. administration has warned that an escalation wouldn't serve anybody's interests and urged Israel caution and told Israeli officials that the U.S. won't support an Israeli counterattack on Iran. Israeli officials have been postponing a counterattack since, while Prime Minister Netanyahu told the two foreign ministers that Israel will respond to the Iranian attack but will do it in a thoughtful and calculated way, without a sense of urgency from PM's office, which emphasized the need to finish the fight against Hamas in Gaza. All this is increasingly opening the possibility of a large-scale cyber exchange between the two countries, which would mean return to normalcy of shadow war instead of increasing risk of open warfare. Some members of the Israeli cabinet appear reluctant to open another war front, and that might push them to favor a lower-end response against Iran proper, which would suggest kinetic attacks against Iranian proxies and combination of cyber attacks and sabotage in Iran. A large-scale paralyzing cyber attack shortly after nearly all Iranian drones and missiles were intercepted in flight would further demonstrate Israeli technological superiority over Iran. Sabotage of Iran's military facilities or a cyber attack on, for example, the nuclear program, would not only send a message to Tehran but could cause another hit to Tehran's international credibility. Israel has reportedly conducted these types of attacks in the past, such as the 2021 sabotage of the Natanz enrichment site as well as the 2009 Stuxnet cyber attack on the facility. Should Israel choose kinetic strikes, however, Iran would be likely to try and involve Israeli backers and security partners to suffer consequences, ideally in a deniable way. Iran has concluded that how this experiment in the Red Sea has been so successful that it bears repeating in the Mediterranean and in other waterways. They shall soon await the closure of the Mediterranean Sea, the Strait of Gibraltar, and other waterways, announced the coordinating commander of Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps to Iranian media on December 23rd. Apparently referring to the international community. Since Iran does not possess kinetic strike capability to strike targets that far, we can assume Iran's cyber capabilities are being referred to, as well as the regime's apparent willingness to use them should it feel threatened. In line with our previous assessment, in case of an attack on Iran, Tehran would be more likely than ever to use its cyber capabilities to attack critical infrastructure, especially in countries deemed supportive to Israel and on infrastructure important for international commerce. Further, as we have observed previously, Iran can direct hacktivists into preparing further attacks, with them having already targeted the USA, Israel, Saudi Arabia or the UK. To read the full report, please visit cypherma.com/research. Thank you for listening to today's episode of the podcast, and we'll see you soon with another research topic. This is the Cypherma research team signing off.